Pope Benedict XVI called on Sunday for every possible effort to be made to help the victims of the cyclone in Bangladesh, which has already killed well over 2,000 people and left hundreds of thousands of survivors needing emergency aid.
Incoraggio a porre in atto ogni possibile sforzo.
He made the appeal after his Sunday Angelus and urged continued international solidarity to help the survivors of Tropical Cyclone Cedar, adding that he was offering prayers for the dead. The Pope also made mention of the fact that a conference of signatories to the 1997 UN Convention prohibiting the use, production, stockpiling and transfer of anti-personnel mines was getting underway in Jordan. In light of this, he called for the complete eradication of landmines, saying, "From my heart, I express my hope that the conference is successful so that these weapons, which continue to sow victims, particularly among children, are completely banished." The Pope then turned to a newly created blessed of the Church, Antonio Rosmini, who was beatified in Novara on Sunday.
Grande figura di sacerdote. Illustre uomo di cultura.
The Holy Father called him a great figure of the priesthood, a man of culture, and a person who had a fervent love of God and of the Church. During his Sunday Angelus, Pope Benedict also reflected on Sunday's Gospel from St. Luke, which calls us to be steadfast in our faith. The Pope said that Jesus invited his disciples to confront their fears, difficulties, incomprehensions, and even persecutions with trust, persevering in their belief in the Lord.
Raccogliamo l'invito di Cristo.
Speaking to the gathered faithful in St. Peter's Square, the Pope continued by saying, "We remember this invitation from Christ when we are forced to confront events such as natural disasters and human tragedies, confiding in his love." Following the Angelus, the Holy Father greeted the huge crowd beneath his window in a number of languages, including English.
"I offer a warm welcome to all the English-speaking visitors gathered for this Angelus prayer. Today's Gospel urges us to be steadfast in our faith, trusting in Christ's victory and the coming of his kingdom. May we find in prayer the strength to remain always faithful to the Lord and his Church. God bless you and your families."